Jerry Bader Show 922. If you have any thoughts on this, and if you don't, that's fine. We'll move on to other things. I'll just have a couple more things to say about it. But if you have any thoughts on the essay by the Madison School Board President Ed Hughes on white privilege, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I don't think everything he says is nonsense. I wouldn't say that. But he sees white privilege, those of us who don't understand the benefits we have versus the black community, is what's holding the black community down. I do not think that's largely true. I don't. I think problems systemic to the black community are the larger issues. I don't believe institutional racism, the way it once held down the black person in America, does that today. I think liberal low expectations, and I do applaud him for addressing that, liberal low expectations of blacks is part of the problem. Well, they live in poverty. They can't succeed. That's racism. And I applaud him for addressing that as an excuse of the education establishment. So I think he does get some things right here. Ken on the road. Ken, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. I was listening to what you had to say, and I listened to the essay, and I have just maybe an observation. You know, we, like yourself, we grew up very poor.
Mm-hmm.
We had six kids in a family. We had very encouraging parents.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't have anything, they were very encouraging. We had a very tight family unit. We graduated out of six kids with five college degrees, one brother with two tech degrees, no college debt because everybody worked their way through college. And am I to think that that's white privilege now that we're all very successful and doing well?
And that...
No.
See, that,
Jerry, the problem is, and if people don't step up and admit the problem, and the black community, frankly, is a breakdown of the family.
And here's what's puzzling about his essay. He seems to have it both ways. He seems to admit that poverty shouldn't be an excuse, and then yet he blames white privilege.
It's not white privilege. It's a breakdown of the family. When you have families with a mother with three kids by three different fathers and a father is absent in the family, what direction do those kids have? What encouragement do they have to achieve?
And bigger than that, Ken, thanks a lot for the call. Here are two realities that people never want to admit. Now, look, the nuclear family has suffered regardless of race in the last 50 years. We all know that. However, the black family structure has suffered far more than the white family structure. And this is the part that people tend to miss. The black family structure was much stronger than the white family structure pre-1964. Divorce rate much lower. The family unit was strong. Jake in Stevens Point. Jake, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, I was just listening to your comment how you lived, grew up abject poor and your mom canned food and your dad worked hard in a 10-year-old car. And that's kind of the way I grew up. And if that's a white privilege, I'm pretty proud to be white privileged. And I think that's just telling us a hard work ethic. And I'm doing great. You're doing great. And if that's white privilege, well, I guess I'm going to take it because hard work works for me.
That's where he really Jake, that's where he really confuses the hell out of me here. Because on the one hand, he admits that that poverty shouldn't be an excuse, but then he says it's not their fault because of white privilege. It's like he's trying to have it both ways. Thanks a lot for the call. To Don in Green Bay. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm kind of with you where I do agree with some of the things he's saying, but I think his overall theme is wrong, and I think he actually touches on it himself, although he doesn't acknowledge it. And I'll come at this from asking a question. If he were writing an essay in the opposite direction and referring to a white family, would he have referred to a woman with her children without mentioning a father or husband?
That's a very good point. But see, you're not supposed to bring that up. You're right. He danced around it. That's an excellent observation, Don.
So he's almost defiant. I mean, he's kind of touching on an, not the only issue, but a predominant issue by his own definition of the stereotypical, I mean, even in his mind, the stereotypical black family is a woman with kids and no man around. And I think that kind of hits at the heart of the main part of the issue.
Yeah, and let's be honest, though, Don, that exists in the white community, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does, but not it's nowhere near as predominant.
Well, and that again, that's the reality that nobody wants to face. what has happened, and that's why I applaud him for pointing this out, but then he contradicts it. What has happened is there has become the racism of low expectations by the education establishment to the black community. It's not their fault. He points that out beautifully. It's not their fault. It's white privilege. So that's just the catch-all, so they can't help it. When in reality, what has happened is a sense of social program entitlement over the last 50 years has created a horrible family environment in many of our inner cities. And, okay, are white people, if you go with demographic generalities, are white people better off than black people? Yes. So then the obvious answer is, well, that's because they're white and the black people are black. No, I think there has been a failure in the black community and black leadership and liberal politicians who benefit from black people staying down. How can you be the party of black people if they succeed? They don't need your help anymore. That's a reality. The Democratic Party would not benefit from blacks finally breaking through and succeeding economically in every other way, right? They say that's what they want, but how could that be what they want when that's how they get the black vote, by the blacks not having it? And it's amazing to me how blacks have never figured that out. Dave from Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I appreciate being on the show. You know, I get really tired of this kind of discussion because my mother raised two boys by herself. Every month, I remember listening to her trying to figure out how to get all the bills paid, watching her try to take extra courses on her own to prove her job position, and yet I still went to MIT. My brother went in the Army, did his 20. You know, my mother never once accepted any type of help except from immediate family. She thought that like things like welfare was for the poor. And as far as she was concerned, as long as she was able to get a job, we weren't poor. And she found a way to get us through Catholic schools without asking for any financial aid. I believe that a lot of this rigmarole is based upon the fact that back around the Civil War era, a certain group of people no longer, they lost their rights to keep slaves. So they found a different way of keeping them downtrodden and beholden to them. And they've just changed the method of doing it. And I, too, am tired of some of those folks not realizing that they're being used.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call. They are being used. And all those who claim to be their defenders are doing is trying to maintain the status quo, which is blacks not having the same level of success. That's what it's all about. On to other things in 5 minutes. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.